Hello.
Hey, this is Eddie from Opinion Research. Is this Jane Plico?
Yes.
This is Eddie from Opinion Research, which is a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area, and we'd like to ask a few questions on a confident, excuse me, on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where we can talk safely?
Yeah.
In which state do you currently live?
California.
Do you live in the city of Stockton or outside of the city of Stockton?
Stockton.
Okay. Is your zip code the 95210?
Yes.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, for a political party,
No.
of course? Oh, okay. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or is
No.
everyone? Okay. What year were you born?
A long time ago.
You don't have to answer that. Which of the following age groups do you belong? 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
And which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A woman.
To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white? African American or black? Hispanic or Latino?
Caucasian white.
Okay. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I went to 2 years of college.
Okay. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger, for whom you are the parent or
Zero.
guardian? Okay.
Zero.
And I'm going to read to you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go on to the next one, okay?
Okay.
The first one is the teachers' union. Have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I've not been involved in it.
Okay, not a problem. What about Mayor Kevin Lincoln? Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who he is.
The current mayor of
I
Portland?
haven't heard anything bad or good about him, so.
Oh, okay. No problem. And what about the interim superintendent, Tracy E. Miller?
I haven't heard anything good or bad, so.
Okay. Not a problem. Now I'm going to read to you a list of various educational institutions, and please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go on to the next one.
Okay.
So, private and parochial schools in Stockton, favorable or unfavorable?
I guess favorable.
Will you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
What about public charter schools in Stockton? Favorable or unfavorable?
I guess favorable. Too many kids are using them.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
What about the magnet schools in Stockton?
Somewhat favorable.
And what about the traditional public schools in Stockton?
Somewhat favorable. Favorable.
Okay, perfect. Now, will you say that public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
I'm thinking somewhere in the middle.
Okay. All right.
I don't have kids with me,
right.
So it's kind of hard for me to understand what's going on with the educational system. I know it needs a lot more work, and a lot more parents need to be involved in it, that's for sure.
And who will you say that is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Stockton? The superintendent and school district officials, the teachers' union, the governor, the state legislature, the school board, or the mayor of Stockton?
The school board.
Okay. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not at all?
Somewhat important.
Okay.
Depends on transportation.
Right. And do you think that local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
I don't know.
Not a problem. For what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
I'm not sure.
Not a problem. Now, I'm going to read to you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well, or if it does not describe them at all. The first one says, help improve the entire public school system. You think that describes them very well, somewhat well, not well at all, or not too
somewhat?
Well? Okay. What about this one? It says serve mostly low-income students. Very well, somewhat well, not too well.
Somewhat.
Okay. Are public schools very well, somewhat, not too well, or not at all?
Very well.
Are open to all. Very well, somewhat, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Serve mostly students of color. Very well, somewhat, not too well, or not at all?
I don't know. I would assume that everybody gets equal treatment.
Okay.
You're supposed to.
Are tuition free? Very well, somewhat, not too well, or not at all?
Tuition free?
Uh-huh.
For what? For elementary school or high school?
Public
college. Oh. Tuition free, yeah.
Somewhat well or very well?
Somewhat well.
And the last one says, are non-profit. Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, perfect. Now, over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or it has not changed one way or the other?
It has not changed.
Okay. And if a candidate for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, will you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
Awesome. Now, we're almost done, by the way. Now, thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Always, sometimes? Rarely or never?
Always.
Awesome. The following statements about community refer to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one, and we only have two, by the way, statements.
Okay.
They represent how you feel about this community very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all. Okay? So the first one says, increasing the availability of public charter schools would improve local schools in my community. Does that describe how you feel very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
No, I think it's better for the kids to go to school in my neighborhood.
So would you say somewhat well or very well?
Very well.
And the other one says, improvements to local schools will make me feel better about this community. Does that describe how you feel? Very well? Somewhat well?
Very well.
Awesome. All right, moving on. How would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? As excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Next, please listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. And the proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students will graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
Support it. That's awesome.
Support it or strongly support?
Strongly support it.
Awesome. And which of the following is the reason you most support this proposal? Reducing the money spent on a college education, greater career options, technical certifications to qualify for a job, receiving college credits while in high school, paid internships?
All the above.
Awesome. All right. Now, from which one or two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national or local issues? Regional newspapers such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, local newspapers such as the Stockton Record, Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish or language radio, national network TV news or cable TV, local TV news.
National TV news.
Okay. Any other? Social media, for example?
Sometimes social media.
Okay. Awesome. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, student, stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for a work?
Retired.
All right. In politics today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I thought you guys weren't supposed to ask that. I'm a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a not-so-strong Democrat or a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat who looks at everything.
Awesome. All right. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Low.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Good luck.
Bye.